Hi, welcome to Clockwork Owl Sessions. I'm Lloyd Williams, and this is a song called Learnt Nothing.
Could not see the horizon. The seas had swallowed up the skies. The wind died down and the world turned silent. The fog rolled back before my eyes. A diffuse blue light swelled all around us. Like water at once, both clear and deep. I called to you over and over. Come out from sleep. Voices rose up in a chorus, in a song of longing and what could be. I closed my eyes and I could see. Stay with me. Thank you. you would not come out and sleep. You would not come out and sleep. You would not come out and
This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, your weekly time machine into days of futures past. Right here on WFCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwfcs.org. Around the world at the Global Voice, theglobalvoice.info, and on shortwave on WBCQ The Planet. Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly show of folk, jazz, easy listening, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi, and privately released music in a variety of musical genres. From 78s of the early 19th or 20th centuries through music being released next week. At the Thrift Shop, we love physical releases, 33s, 45s, 78s, cassettes, reel-to-reels, even compact discs. We started the program off today with Lloyd Williams and Learned Nothing. Then we segued into the 1 a.m. radio. All I Can Recall is the Haunting. Going to hear a tune now by Amber from their very scarce 10-inch LP released back in the early 1970s, Pearls of Amber.
and the summer's around in the ground where you and I lay. And though we were always alone with all secrets known, we both were aware and afraid to close this fight. Changes complete with well-rehearsed dancers and rational reasons for beat. But if it decreases or ceases to always seem right, when the dawn on your doorway shone white with frost.
If I could only come up with the words that were compelling and meant something, but I'm always yesterday's hazy, tomorrow's a blur. I wish that I wrote those, but they're not my words. They're by Dan Stewart from the band Green on Red. It's one of their songs that's often stuck in my head. Then there's my daughter who wrote this next verse, distracted by nothing and an outflow of the words. Space is a beautiful place with planets like Saturn and the stars. Saturn and the stars. Space is a beautiful place, she said. That's why this poem exists. And
Some very cool music there by the band Oracle. Don't Say No from a 45 released back in the 1960s on Vanguard Records, the only known recording by the group Oracle. Before that, a homemade release by Let Us Pray and Space Is a Beautiful Place. Prior to that, Mr. Peter Fonda from 1968, November Night, and we started that set off with Amber, Swan in the Evening. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Most people don't know who Senator Gaylord Nelson was, but you can't go across the street without bumping into someone who recognizes the term Earth Day, which just happens to be today, April 22nd. So give Senator Nelson his due. He was the fellow that had Earth Day passed into law. Responding to widespread environmental degradation, Gaylord Nelson, a United States senator from Wisconsin, called for an environmental teach-in, or Earth Day, to be held on April 22, 1970. According to Tim Brown, over 20 million people participated that year, and Earth Day is now observed each year on April 22nd by more than 500 million people and national governments in over 175 different countries. Earth Day was conceived by Nelson after a trip he took to Santa Barbara right after an horrific oil spill off the California coast in 1969. Union Oil's Platform A, 6 miles off the California coast, had a blowout. Over a 10-day period, an estimated 80,000 to 100,000 barrels of crude oil spilled into the channel and onto the beaches of Santa Barbara County in Southern California, fouling the coastline and all four of the Northern Channel Islands. Senator Nelson was so outraged by what he saw, the oil-slicked beach, the dead gulls and the Pacific blackened almost to the horizon, that he went back to Washington and passed a bill designating April 22nd as a national day to celebrate the Earth. Many conservative critics argue that April 22nd is an especially inappropriate date because it happens to be the birth date of Vladimir Lenin. However, as Senator Galen Nelson has pointed out, the world's first environmentalist was also born on April 22nd, St. Francis of Assisi. It is also the birthday of Julius Sterling Morton, the founder of Arbor Day, a national tree planting holiday started in 1872. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories, wishing you an happy Earth Day.
Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital world. Snowy Egret is a magazine of nature writing that has been published since 1922. Snowy Egret is printed on high-quality paper and features elegant illustrations and accessible essays, observations, and poetry. Snowy Egret explores the literary, artistic, historical, and philosophical aspects of natural history and the natural world. Snowy Egret is not online. There's not even a web page. For inquiries related to subscriptions or writer's guidelines, contact Snowy Egret, P.O. Box 9265, Terre Haute, Indiana 47808. I'm DJ Frederick, inviting you to join the paper revolution.
Thank you. I say. Who's got the biggest nose you've ever seen?
Oh, I don't care about that. How big's his bottle?
Never mind about bottles. I've got more important things on my mind.
Well, have you? Tell me about them.
Well, I was walking down the road the other day, and I saw this dog.
Did you?
Yeah,
did you
say I saw a dog. I said to him, how are you feeling,
what
dog?
What did he say?
He said, rough.
I say.
What's that? What's that? Spit it out, man. Spit it out, man. What's that?
What's got...
Yes?
No legs.
And five eyes. No legs and five eyes. I don't know. What's got no legs and five eyes? What's got no legs and five eyes? What's got no legs and five eyes? What's got no legs and five eyes?
I say.
Yes?
What's got one wheel, two legs and fly?
What has got no legs, one wheel? Don't know. What's got no legs, one eye and two wheels?
I say.
Yes?
What's got one leg, three wheels and no eyes?
I don't know. What has got no eyes? Three wheels and one leg.
Well, never mind that. I say.
Yes?
What's got three bottles and five eyes and no legs and two wheels?
Well, I wouldn't know. What has got five wheels, five bottles, three legs and half a wheel?
Well, I have not a clue. I'd say.
Yes?
What's got three... Oh, dear.
Thank you.
All right, that was the band Puzzle from an album called The First Lame Bunny Album, released back in 1973, song called Consuelo. Before that, an unreleased version of Mike Oldfield's Amadon from 1975. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, coming to you through waves in space. Never the same program twice. If you'd like to write to the Radio Thrift Shop, I'd love to hear your comments, questions, concerns. You can communicate with me by writing to DJ Frederick, Radio Thrift Shop, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. That's Radio Thrift Shop, DJ Frederick, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, and of course that's the United States of America, with a K. I'll be back soon with another edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, and until then, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and be kind to your Mother Earth.